lot of days I come home with trauma on my mind. And I don't even say it in some serious way. Like, it's fucking so routine, the amount of bad things that I come into contact with. Not a week goes by where someone is not opening up to me about being raped, molested, abused, domestic violence, suicide, murder. Like, every day I talk with people about the worst experiences, and often people talk to me because they're in some sort of active state of emotional crisis. One thing I kind of notice, when someone's already, like, vulnerable, like, you know, they're emotionally freaking out already, anything that is under the surface of that, that's normally being guarded against coming out, that seems to leak out at the same time. So even a woman who's, like, coming in because maybe she's in a domestic violence relationship and shit hit the fan, so she needs to talk to someone. She comes to talk to me. We might be talking about that, and it might be bringing up the fact that when she was a little girl, her mom's boyfriend used to touch her, and she told her mom, and her mom didn't believe her. It brings up these deep-rooted issues about what we come to expect from others. So it's just a snowball effect. So, yeah, I deal with people in really fragile emotional states, which requires that I be the one who's collected and calm. So I think I naturally just kind of have a mode that I go into when I'm doing my job, because it's very different than maybe how I am the rest of the time. Because these sort of topics, they hit very close to home and can kick up personal issues for me. But when I'm sitting there talking with someone, responding as they tell me things they've possibly never said out loud or even to themselves, I kind of go into just a certain mode where I'm an active listener. It's full-on eye contact and body language and just presence of being there with them so that they can say what they need to. And I think a lot of times it just helps people to feel better to say it to someone, whatever it is, no matter how bad it is, to just speak it and get it outside of themselves. And in that way, part of what's healing in crisis work is that I become the keeper of the person's story. You know, there's sort of like an inherent confidentiality as present in type situations where I don't disclose what people tell me. I'm very good at that aspect of things, because that has to do with the most fundamental and basic trusts that are given to me when someone goes honest and deep about whatever circumstances are causing them to be sitting talking with me. Not everyone has this kind of vulnerable honesty, but when people are already in a rough way about something, it makes it harder to kind of keep that other stuff under the surface, where it usually stays, where they usually can function despite it. So I guess that's part of what I like about it, is that when someone comes in a state of, you know, needing urgent mental health treatments, they need someone to talk to because they're in a rough way, it's usually big things happening, big enough that it can possibly provoke the person to engage in some actual change of their life. Like, there is so much positive that can happen just from one meeting with, you know, hour-long conversation with me, and someone can walk out of there with a different perspective, perhaps a little more insight into the situation and how to go about it. And if nothing else, they know they have someone that they can call if they need it. So, yeah, I don't even know, like, where I was going with part of this. Yeah, just, like, come home. Trauma on the brain. And it impacts me. It absolutely does. In a certain way, I think it helps desensitize me to my own burdens, the things that weigh on me in those ways. It's in just enough awareness that I don't lose sight of it. But at the same time, it can flare up without me wanting it to. Like, some stories, they just mirror my own so much, and that activates my empathy, because people would never know the ghosts that I carry, the traumas that give weight to my experience. I am in my situation as someone who fully understands and knows the value of having someone who will listen and who's not personally invested. I think it's really, you know, can be a really positive thing just to speak to a professional, just because they're not invested in your outcome. They can give you unbiased advice that perhaps your friends or family member can't, because, you know, whatever reason, they may sway you. Or as a professional, they can just listen and use logic. So a lot of times I'm just getting people to consider that it's possible to change, and that right now might be the perfect ass time to do it. So kind of where I come in. I'm absolutely willing to put in work if someone else is putting in work too. I love to see someone busting their ass and maybe going through some struggle, but coming out on the other side just with a whole new perspective and meaning, that now life will be different. It can be. Every person, I try to keep that awareness that I could be someone who's just there at the right time, who can help a lot of shit change. It all starts hearing the story, asking the questions, and coming home with it and trying to let it go enough that it's not going to eat me up. I don't know. Trauma. That's where this whole crisis lined thing comes from. The pages of my day are absolutely lined with crisis, other people's and my own.